mi alma, Guarujo, Landsly, J Bal, la familia, Sky, Mosty.
Mi
está amaneciendo, me estoy saliendo.
Y amanezco al lado tuyo, bebé. Y aún no recuerdo lo que sucedió ayer. Quisiera saber cuál es tu nombre, mujer.
Anyway, 646-668-2542 with Double R alongside El Sandwich de Pernil and Lorena. Yeah, El Sandwich de Pernil and Lorena.
Hi.
It's on the stoop, folks. We're back after how many fucking weeks vacation? I don't know.
Hi, friend.
Hola. But,
how are you?
While I go into my freezer.
Yeah, I could hear it in the background.
For a sandwich.
He said for a sandwich.
Para sandwich.
Para un sandwich de pernil.
Yeah.
646-668-2542. That's our phone number for tonight. You're listening to us live on the stations of the VK Connection Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, and Mixler. It's on the stoop. We're in 2015. This is our first show of the freaking year. And of course, you know, we have almost everybody here. Ivy's on vacation still.
I want to be on vacation still.
I'm saying.
I want to still be on vacation.
Oh, no, don't even worry about it. I'm taking my vacation on January 16th.
Oh. Well, I need you to help. You know, I still need Wrestle Talk to be still running.
Oh, it'll run. It'll run.
And I'm not talking, and I'm not talking about reruns.
Ivy O'Meal. No, it'll run.
I need it to be still running even when I'm gone.
Even when you're gone?
Yeah.
Bueno. You better pay me extra.
I better pay you extra? What?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Fuck you mean?
Fuck you mean? This is my fucking station.
Fuck you mean?
We're 1 minute in. Let's call it.
What about namaste?
Namaste.
Namaste. No more stay. What?
Nah, I'ma stay.
You gonna stay?
Oh my god. Oh, I've missed you too. I really have. I missed you a lot too, Lauren.
Oh no, thank you.
I said Lauren.
Hey, gracias.
Just saying.
Okay, you know how everybody always says, "Oh, this year went by so fast."
Mm-hmm.
I mean it this time. 2014, gone in the blink of an eye.
I'm saying, like, and you know what? Honestly, I'm glad 2014 is gone.
Yeah.
I'm glad because 2014 has been a very up and down year for each and every one of us. You know.
Yes, I mean, especially for me towards the end.
I could imagine. I mean, you know, and 2015 for certain people is starting out just as rocky, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a bit more than 300 and something days left in this year so far, so we have some room to turn it around.
You know, and I'm here to make it right.
Let me try and hold on a second. Let me try and keep a straight face.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
What was that, bitch?
Really? What are you calling yourself like that for, Eric?
Huh?
Stop looking at yourself in the mirror and calling yourself like that. You know, love yourself, man.
I do love myself.
I'm sure you do. Anyway. So coming up later on in the show.
Oh, God.
One of the things that I've honestly really been waiting for, if anyone, there's a new listener to the show, Lauren is also a blogger. And what she does outside of this show is, to me, actually pretty fucking amazing because she actually goes to, you know, movies and reviews them. And she's able to, am I correct in saying you're able to do these movies for free or what?
Well, it's sort of like a gym membership, but for movies. So basically we pay one flat fee every month, and then we can see every movie that comes out once. And that's only 2D for now, but they're working on getting 3D, so.
Well, I don't mind.
Do all movie theaters do that?
It's actually not run through the movie theater. It's run from a third party called MoviePass.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it's like you pay them, and then you can use the credit. It's like a Discover credit card, and it takes the money out every time you swipe your card. It's like right before you check in on the app. It takes the money out of the credit card, sort of like a prepaid card. But, yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Me personally, I don't mind 2D. You know, 3D kind of fucks with my eyes.
Yeah,
you know?
Same here.
Hell, I don't mind 1D.
Sugar, I seen yesterday, well, this morning, The Woman in Black in RPX.
Oh,
the
get the
one?
Hell out of here.
Yeah, the second one.
What did you think?
It's pretty good.
I can't watch movies like that.
A friend of mine thought that was a sequel to Men in Black. I know. Like, he thought it, like, it was a joke, but he was like, wait, what?
Are you serious? He thought it was a sequel to Men in Black?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm done. Okay, I'm done.
But he was like, no, think about it. He was like, the title of it, itself, wouldn't it sound like a sequel? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's too funny. That is way too funny. By the way, before we start off tonight's show, I want to send my deepest heartfelt condolences to the family of Lakeem Williams, a member of the Open BVE and a real fanning community here in New York City. He passed away yesterday. succumbing to his injuries. And as far as I know, his parents had to make the difficult choice of taking him off of life support. So that said, I'd like to send my condolences out to William's family, my prayers out to William's family, everybody out in the OBVE community. And I'm here in solidarity, guys. This show, Lakeem, if you're listening up in the heavens, this one's for you, man. But coming up at 9:45, which is like 5 minutes from now. So at 5 minutes from now, we're gonna go through the worst of if Lauren's right with it.
I'm perfectly fine with that. There were some doozies last year, that's for sure.
So we're gonna go through the worst of On the Real with Lauren. And hopefully it'll be like 15 minutes of laughter.
And hopefully you will avoid all these movies at every cost. So,
well,
they're that bad. I talked about a couple of them on the show. So,
So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is definitely one of them.
I think that was on the top three.
You didn't like that movie?
No.
So question. How many movies are there in this list?
There's just 10.
We have to
get 10 because there were so many bad ones, but. Yeah, we narrowed it down.
We have a top.
I thought it was a good movie.
Look at that.
We
have a top 10 countdown. Look at that.
Just like David Letterman.
Oh, where's Casey Kasem? Oh, never mind. May he rest in peace.
Isn't he in Poland?
Casey Kasem?
Yeah, there was
Kasem
that weird.
Is dead.
I know, but there was that weird thing about his body. The wife, yeah, and it ended
mm-hmm.
up in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very strange.
I don't know. But, I mean, I think 2015, and maybe, you know, don't quote me on this, but I think 2015 is the year of the comeback, at least for television. And maybe for the movies as well, but I'm not too optimistic about the theater just yet. I don't know. What do you think, Lauren?
I think that as far as I was reading, it seems like movie viewership is still down from the average.
Uh-huh.
So less people are still going to the movies, but movies are still making millions and billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe people are going twice. Ticket prices have obviously risen, but I think that it's so, when you have a situation like you did with The Interview, and for those of you that don't know, basically it was this James Franco and Seth Rogen movie where it caused so much controversy that they had to cancel the movie.
And then they gave it away practically.
Well, they gave it away practically, but then they also did this kind of weird thing where you could buy it, but it was also out in theaters simultaneously. And I sort of was talking to my friends about this, like, I wonder if this is the way it's going to go. People are going to pay less money if they stay home and pay for the movie out of pocket, and they don't have to go anywhere. Sort of like video on demand, but with new releases. Is that the way that movies are going?
I hope not.
I know. It would eradicate movie theaters.
Yeah, that right there is a job killer. That'll put out so many jobs right there without even, like, come on. That's it. The movie theaters as they are right now, I mean, they're already in dire straits because ticket prices are going up and you're paying, like, $8 for a fucking cup of soda. But, like, come on.
Ridiculous. The other interesting thing about the movies is, like, movie theaters, they don't make any money hardly. On a ticket price, the studio gets paid, and then the actors get paid, and then all the crew people get paid.
Yeah.
But where movie theaters make their money is the places like the snack bar, where the markup is like 1,000%. And they also make money on the pre-trailers. So you'll go in, you'll have trailers, but then before that now, they show commercials.
Uh-huh.
That's how movie theaters make their money, are those commercials. So next time you think, oh, God, I don't want to go pay and see a movie and have 20 minutes of commercials, just think twice, because you're keeping that movie theater in business.
Because, like, they say the movie starts out such and such, but it's usually, like, It'll start like 20 minutes later?
Anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, depending. It's usually on average like 4 trailers. It's interesting because sometimes movies have like 6 trailers. And you're sitting there like, why are there so many? But then other times they'll be over after 3. It's very strange how they pick and choose what trailers go with what movie too. It's all very strange.
Yeah.
Because I know like I didn't know the RPX was like that. Because I guess you're paying for the experience. It was like 21 for a ticket.
I don't know what that. I don't know if we have that here. What is that? I've never heard of that.
That's what I want to know. Like, forgive my ignorance here, but I don't know what the hell RPX is.
It's called the. I think it was called the Regal Premium Experience.
Oh, Regal. Okay. Yeah, we've got that here.
Mm-hmm.
Which is.
What was the experience? Like, what's the difference? $21 for a ticket. That's kind of. Yeah, that's crazy.
I think I know what his experience. He saw his in color.
What?
They got the leather chairs.
Ooh.
And
if you have the option of going and see a movie in leather chairs, do it at least once. It's kind of a game changer.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool.
You know what? Leather chairs, that actually sounds pretty nice. That sounds a lot like Movie Tavern.
Who?
How can I describe it? It's like you go to a movie theater, but they have, like, tables and leather recliners and everything. It's really nice.
Where the hell is that at?
I went to one down in Atlanta.
Do they have them out here in New York?
No, not up here. Maybe in Jersey.
Go to a movie tavern?
Maybe New Jersey. But speaking of movies, I think it's about time to do our top 10 worst movies. God, I've missed doing that. Take it away, Lauren.
Okay, so do you want me to start at number 10 or do you want me to start at number 1?
I tell you what. Let's start from the bottom, then work our way to the top.
Okay, so I will do the 10th and then go all the way to number 1 as per proper top 10 countdown style.
There you go. We'll go all the way.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Now, unfortunately, there were a lot of comedies on this list. It wasn't intentional. It was just the baseline comedy these days is like, we've talked about it before. It's like bodily humor, poops and farts and dicks and this and that. And it's like most of these are either comedies or, yeah. So I'll just start. Okay, number 10 was The Other Woman. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
Okay, it stars Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann and Kate Upton.
That does sound familiar, actually.
Yeah.
You said now, Cameron Diaz, and my memory jogged for some odd reason.
Cameron Diaz did not have a good year this year. It was like maybe 3 or 4 movies that she was in, and pretty much all of them bombed, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they try and make her be this like comedic actress, but she's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
So The Other Woman got collectively, now we have to add my score and Josh's score, it's 3.5 out of 10. It's pretty dismal. It's just an offensive, stereotypical, like laughable in a not good way movie. We just rolled our eyes and shook our heads at how much this movie sets back womanhood.
Uh-huh.
It's very stereotypical. So number 10, or 9, sorry, is A Million Ways to Die in the West. Again, another comedy. It's Seth MacFarlane, who is known for Family Guy, usually pretty funny. This is not funny at all. It's a Western movie. And even Liam Neeson couldn't save this movie. Even Charlize Theron couldn't save this movie. It was just bad. And I mean, like, there's literally a scene where Neil Patrick Harris poops in a hat.
Really?
Really. I mean, it's
he doesn't
it's
put
not
the hat on his head, does he?
No.
No,
thank goodness.
Then he'd be a real shithead.
Yes, he would be. I mean, it's like I said, it's a literal crap fest. And it's
apparently.
It so desperately tries to be like Blazing Saddles.
God. You know what? And I love Blazing Saddles. I do.
It's a classic.
It was one of those westerns, but it had that sort of Robin Hood, Men in Tights type of humor.
Right. And that movie is just so, if you want to watch a good comedy, mm-hmm. watch Blazing Saddles. You will guaranteed laugh your ass off. It's so good. Okay, let's see. Number 8. That Awkward Moment, which also got a 3.5 collectively, that has Zac Efron in it. So most of the teenage girls would go see it.
I'm so sick of Zac Efron.
Same here. The thing is, and Josh, I know that you are a big proponent of like romantic gestures and being chivalrous. This movie tears all of that down completely.
Great.
And it's bad. All of these are bad. It's hard to say bad 1,000 times because there's just so many different ways a movie can be bad.
Uh-huh.
And this movie gives people unrealistic expectations of perceptions of love and what it's like to be in a relationship. It's just formulaic and mm-hmm. a never-ending stream of F-bombs and jokes about erections and...
Great.
Yeah. No good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number 7 is I, Frankenstein. Has anybody seen any of these movies yet?
I can't say that I have.
Okay. That's just great.
Everything considered, the last time I've been to the movies was to go see Transformers, which was the last time that I was at Movie Tavern in Atlanta.
Oh.
That's how long it's been.
Transformers number 1?
No. What the hell year was that? I think it was in 2011, wasn't it?
Oh. I've heard of those movies, but I haven't seen none of them.
I mean, I've seen previews. And... Yeah, I've seen like the commercials, but that's maybe as far as I go. And you know,
I think that's probably good enough though, because
yeah.
most of these are bad.
Just to put it out there, right?
Uh huh.
My girlfriend's in the studio. She just said, "You don't go to the movies."
Well, I haven't been to the movie in about 2 years.
Shit.
Because ticket prices are so freaking exorbitant. By the way, welcome to the studio, Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
She's like, hi.
Hold on. Go ahead.
That was priceless. She's like, what the fuck? Okay. Let's go on with the rest of the list.
Okay, so number 7, I, Frankenstein. Now, if you've seen the new Batman movies, or at least Batman, The Dark Knight, you'll know that Aaron Eckhart played Two-Face, mm-hmm. and he is really good in that movie. He is in I, Frankenstein, and he is not good in this movie.
mm-hmm.
So many of these actors are capable of greatness, and so many of them are just terrible. But I, Frankenstein is just this like video game graphic kind of CGI bomb where it's horribly scripted and terribly paced, and it's not even really that long, and it's not even ironically funny.
So basically it's the special education version of Tron is what we're going at.
Well, with Frankenstein and gargoyles and the Gargoyle Queen, I mean, the names of the characters are like the Gargoyle Queen.
So okay, it's the special ed version of Tron with Frankenstein and the Gargoyle Queen, just Chromakeed.
My girlfriend said, what is this, from Darkwing Duck?
I know. Darkwing Duck would have been better.
It probably would have.
Fucking Rescue Rangers.
The hell, find Groucho Marx. He probably would have spiced it up a little bit.
Okay, onward we go. Number 6, The Best of Me, which is a Nicholas Sparks adaptation.
Oh, great.
Now, none of them have been good since The Notebook. And even that sort of like, okay. But this is like another one of those movies with completely unrealistic and unhealthy expectations for relationships.
Uh-huh.
That bitch.
What?
My girlfriend said that's that bitch movie.
I didn't say that. Your mom said that, not me.
We gotta get her closer to the mic, seriously.
I don't feel like I'm on my headset, but I have you guys on speaker. But she's sitting right next to me.
That doesn't help.
I'm also finding Nemo.
God. She said, "That's that bitch movie."
She's not wrong.
No, she's not.
Yeah, it's based on another crappy
bitch book.
Yeah, I don't know.
Eric, do you read?
No.
So shut the hell up.
Okay, next is Sex Tape, another Cameron Diaz movie.
That was
interesting.
A funny movie.
No, it was terrible. Yeah, it was awful. For a movie called Sex Tape, there was hardly any nakedness or sex.
That's a disappointment. Furthermore, that's false advertising.
It doesn't have to be like a porno. We didn't expect to see a porno, you know? But it's like there's no chemistry between Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel.
Because they don't have enough.
Oh, sorry. Hello? I forgot I was on screen. I'm not muted.
Anyway.
Number four is Ouija. Based
on
the
hell
board
no.
game.
Oh,
hell no. I would never.
I didn't see it.
Now, Ouija is basically like, a movie about a board game doesn't even sound like a good idea to anybody. And Michael Bay produced this movie. It's pointless and badly acted, and there's no suspense, and there's no thrills, and we can't wait for a film adaptation of Go Fish.
Wow.
Because that's where it's headed.
Wow. That's, I don't know what to say. But, you know what, Eric? I think I got a really good idea for a movie, man. I was wondering if maybe you were down for it. I say we take – the way shit is going now –
mm-hmm.
We take one of our game nights and make a movie out of that.
That's a trilogy.
Better than Ouija.
My girlfriend said that's a trilogy.
That's like game night 1, 2, and 3 right there. And we don't even need a script.
It's gonna be like the Leprechaun, fucking 8 movies. Or Halloween.
The night we make him draw 20.
Starring Quandel Backus. We'll let you in on
movie
that one
two,
after the show.
Starring Vincent Clemens.
We'll let you in on that one as soon as we're done, Lauren.
And then wait, the third one.
Man, 3 is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh God,
I disagree with that.
2.25 out of 10.
I fully agree with it.
Well, we have to take mine and my husband's and average them together. So technically,
uh-huh.
It's 2.25 collectively.
Damn.
I know it's weird.
They didn't even get pie. They got 2.25.
A delicious
they
dessert?
On a 0.5 scale, though.
I know.
We even said in a review that we might be purists for the 1990s version and the cartoon, but Michael Bay is just hell-bent on destroying our childhood memories. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's just product placement after CGI after like horrible joke. It's just not good. Okay, so number two is Left Behind, which stars Nicolas Cage. It's sort of an apocalyptic, like end of the world / rapture movie.
Uh-huh.
Basically, the rapture happens, and a bunch of people are on a plane, and a bunch of people are on the ground, and Nicolas Cage somehow makes it into the rapture, out of the rapture, and he's stuck on Earth.
What the hell's the point of all that?
It's just poorly acted, shrouded in religious rhetoric, and bad CGI, bad acting, once again. And number one, does anybody have any guesses?
Oh, God. I'm afraid.
Interstellar?
No, but that was the number two most disappointing movie of the year last year for us.
Wow.
It was very disappointing.
Well, I'm thinking. The cat in the hat. What?
Hey, at least they stuck to the
Annie?
Storyline in Cat in the Hat.
No, not Annie.
I liked Annie.
You liked Annie?
Most people didn't, but we actually liked it better than the original.
Uh-huh.
All right. What about number one?
It's very controversial, I know. Nobody likes the new Annie.
My girlfriend disagrees with you.
That's cool. That's all. Movies are subjective. That's all good. Number one is Dumb and Dumber 2.
Wait.
1 out of 10. 1 out of 10.
What was that rating again? 1 out of 10?
1. Good lord, devil child.
She's laughing about popcorn.
Wait, what?
That's the baby that was.
Oh. Really? Are we going to put my soundboard all over the air?
I think that is the popcorn baby, actually.
Damn it, the both of you.
It is a popcorn baby.
Shut the hell up, Eric. You wouldn't know. Yeah, but then it would be a National Geographic show.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and I don't do documentaries.
Go ahead. Oh shit.
Anyway, go ahead, Lauren. I'm sorry.
That's the list.
That's it.
That's the 10. Agree, disagree?
Fully agree. Fully agree.
I disagree on one movie.
On which?
TMNT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. What the fuck did you
have
go to
you?
The movie?
It's called Bootleg.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Put it out there.
Here at the BKD, you have to support Bootleg.
Yeah, just to put that out there, folks, we don't necessarily condone what Eric does in his, you know.
So, okay, are you going to do stuff now you're going to do a review on stuff already for this year that you've seen already, and then I are, what?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Okay. I want your
opinion. We've seen five movies so far this year.
Who?
We've seen 5 movies so far this year.
What the hell? They got that pass. She has a pass.
Over there.
You want to California?
No, okay.
The pass works everywhere. It's all states.
That's
so
amazing.
If you guys want the pass, let me know and I'll give you the link.
Oh, wow.
Can you give a discount?
No.
How much is it a month?
I think it's $30 a month.
Oh, shit. That's like $29 out of Eric's budget right there.
Well, I mean, the RPX doesn't count. The 3D and the IMAX don't count. So it's only 2D. But at the same time, if you go at night and just say it's $12, if you go to 3 movies, you pay for it for the month.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah.
Plus snacks and whatnot?
No, snacks are all out of pocket. But, I mean, we go much we don't ever buy snacks. Like maybe last year, maybe 4 times we bought a snack.
You walk into the theater with like a Safeway sack and like a little...
Well, no, you don't do what we do.
We just send her with a camera, right?
And oh, my God.
Oh, dear God.
Put that on mute.
Anyway.
So the first one, what did you think about the lady in black? I mean, the woman in black, too.
I didn't really like the first one. I thought it was just okay. I like Daniel Radcliffe in it, but I think that there's a difference between being scared
mm-hmm.
and being startled at a movie, and jump scares are like almost 100% startling.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a theater, they crank the volume up so loud that you have nothing else to do but jump out of your seat. That's the jump scare. But to be truly scared is something that's really hard for horror movies, and I feel like The Woman in Black 2, it had jump scares and nothing scary.
Mm-hmm.
The scenery was nice and the all that stuff, but I mean the plot was just pointless.
Mm-hmm.
And
second one's no better.
Yeah. They're definitely not. They're not that good. And this one was even worse than the first one, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
First one wasn't that bad.
Plus no Harry Potter, which was sad.
Because he died in the first one.
Because spoiler, he dies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That pretty much finishes it right there.
Yeah, so.
It's literally all she wrote.
That's all the first one had going for it with Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
And
that
died.
Was pretty much it.
I want some naked shit on Broadway.
What?
Broadway.
Oh, okay. Jeez. So it's 10:04 right now on the BK Connection Radio Network. Just, I want to put this message out there really quick. And I realize this is for a specific audience, but to the cigar lovers out there, cigar aficionados especially, I want you to especially like the newbies out there that want to learn more about what it's like to, I guess, to be a cigar aficionado or whatever thing. There's the New York City Cigar Club on Facebook and on Instagram and Twitter. It's NYC Cigar Club on Twitter. That's their Twitter handle. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. New York Cigar Club is a club that apparently, and this is just me doing it off the cuff at this point because somebody decided to do a, hey, Josh, can you read this for me really quick? You know, last minute. It's a club that organizes and hosts cigar-related events in and around the New York City area. So go follow them and find out what they're about and take a look at some really cool photos. It's at NY Cigar Club on Twitter. You can find them on Facebook and on Instagram. It's at NY Cigar Club. Check them out today. Also, there was one more read that I had to do here, but no, that no longer applies. Whatever. 646-668-2542. Everything considered, there is one more topic that I want to go over that I'd like each and everybody's input on. Because it's a bit of a hot-button issue based on what's been going on since last year. It's a lot about community awareness, but let's take a really quick break first. And we'll regroup and wipe the smirks off of all our faces from Lauren's top 10 worst movies of, what was it, 2014?
And we're doing a best list, so if you want me to do the best list, if that's something that interests you guys, I can totally do that and whip it up for maybe next week.
We got to do that the next show, seriously.
Cool.
We have to do that the next show. It's going to be amazing.
Cool.
But for now, let's go ahead and let's take a really quick
Lord
break.
Lord of the Rings!
Out of nowhere. Thank you, Eric.
Yes, that is in the top 20.
He just had himself a Tourette's moment. Thank you.
Shut up. I meant The Hobbit.
That doesn't make it any better, but okay.
It's even funnier with the clicking behind it. Lord of the Rings! Click.
Click, click. Yeah, right.
Sorry, anyway. I have Finding Nemo on in the background.
That doesn't make it any better. Just keep swimming. God. Anyway, let's take a really quick break. Let's regroup. I would like to talk about, as soon as we get back, some community awareness issues, especially what's been going on here in New York and all over the country. We're going to break out to a commercial real quick, then a couple of songs, and we'll come back. You're listening to On the Stoop. We're back after God knows how many years of hiatus. How long has it been? What, 4 weeks?
The last show we did? What day?
I don't freaking remember.
It was before. It was right before or right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's how long it's been.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going on vacation. I'll see you later.
Get the hell out
Bye.
Of here.
Bye.
No, I'm joking.
Anyway, that said, I still don't believe it's been that long. Like almost a month, and we come back today. And honestly, I can't wait till we're back full swing and we actually have everybody here. Don't forget tomorrow it's Russell Talk from 4 to 6, and then, you know what? That got canceled. We will have some programming coming to BKC on Sundays, in the morning, and I'll let you in on that later on. But, yeah, that's going to be real interesting. But, that said, let's go ahead and cut to some music. We'll regroup. We'll be fresh. We'll come back. Okay. I think I've said enough. Maroon 5 and Animals on the VK Connection Video Network. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Just like animals. Maybe you think that you can hide. Just like animals, like animals. Baby, I'm tired. So what you try to do to me? It's like we can't stop. We're enemies. But we get along, and I'll never find.
but you can run free. You can find out that you should let me. You can pretend it's meant to be, but you can't stay away from me. I can still hear you making that sound, taking me down, rolling underground. You can pretend that it's with me, but no.
Someone that has everything. Sometimes simplicity speaks volumes. Enchanted Jewelry and Accessories is your holiday place for that thoughtful gift to woo that special someone or for just because. Dodge the crowds this holiday season and give the gift of a warm snuggle in one of their fleece blankets or accessorize a gift they already have and make it truly theirs. Best of all, everything is U.S. made in beautiful San Diego, California, and they ship all over the country. Of course, there's more to Enchanted Jewelry and Accessories than that, but you'll have to see for yourselves. Want to know more? Visit them on the web today at etsy.com/shop/enchantedJNA or follow them throughout the season on Facebook at facebook.com/enchantJNA. Happy holidays. A little bit of Billy Joel and Zanzibar, and then we're going to come back for more The Talks.
Alley dances and the audience applauds. Though he's faded and sweat, he hasn't lost his style. Alley, don't you go downtown. You gave away another round for free. Whoa, me, I'm just another face at Zanzibar. But the waitress I got the old man's car, I got a jazz guitar.
me. I got the old man's car. I got a jazz guitar. I got a tab at Zanzibar. Tonight is where I'll be. I'll be.
A little bit of Billy Joel, and before that, it was, what was it before that? I don't even
Maroon
remember.
Maroon 5!
Oh yeah, Maroon 5. My memory is shit. It really is.
Animal.
That's a little bit of a Bob James, a live cut from, All Around Town in the background right about now. 646-668-2542, it's our number for tonight. You're listening to us live and in stereo and high definition on Mixlr, live and, well, in mono on Blog Talk Radio. And you've got us all over the world on the BK Connection Radio Network. Why do I always get tongue-twisted saying that? And it's beyond the 10 o'clock hour now. And we got a little, I guess, community awareness topic based on what's been happening for so God knows how long. But it's open phone lines for those of you who want to join in. It's 646-668-2542 for those who want to join in. As a matter of fact, we have a call. You guys know the phone number. Yamil from Rensselaer. What's up, man?
What up, man?
How you doing? ¿Qué lo que entón?
Aquí, man. Aquí estoy en Florida por ahora y estoy por vacaciones ahora. But I've been hearing what's been going on in New York because I have the tent and winds thing. And, you know, of course you guys know about the whole thing in France. But I don't know what the topic is. What are you guys be talking about?
I mean, there's so much that's been going on. There's the protest that's been happening for a while. There's lo que sucedió in Missouri. There's a lot. And there's more now just considering what happened in France with Charlie Hebdo.
Right. You know, my whole thing is freedom of speech. You know, they should have the right to say, you know, they weren't trying to, you know, bash Islam. They were just trying to bash the absurdity of, you know, these ISIS, you know, these extremists. You know what I mean? It's like if they were to, you know, talk about the right-wing people who are, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, are a bit extreme for me. You know what I mean? You know, they wouldn't, you know, nobody would say anything about it. But these guys... The problem with the deal with these ISIS people is that they're not afraid to die. These guys, they will kill themselves to kill you, and they have nothing to lose because they feel that they're doing a just cause. And that's a really, really dangerous enemy, you know, to be confronted, you know, to confront. And so, I mean, I just think that we should do what we can, you know, and, you know, play our part. You know, these people, I mean, there are thousands. They're not just like... in one area, like Al-Qaeda, you know, they're like in different areas, you know, they're all across, you know, so it's going to be really hard to, you know, defeat this enemy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these are extremists, and these don't speak for what Muslims, you know, want, you know, just like an extreme person doesn't, you know, speak. I always believe that in life, there's always good to have a balance of everything. You don't want to be too much of this, you know. But again, this is my opinion. Now, about the whole police thing in New York, I don't know. I mean, what are you guys? I mean, before I give my opinion, what are you guys? You know, because you're in New York right now. I'm in Florida right now, but I can only like listen to the sense and wind and see what's up. You know, you guys are right there.
Personally, I've seen the whole thing of, you know, the injustices that have happened to. Civilians. I mean, let's just face it. There are a whole bunch of cops out there that will lay a hand on you for absolutely no freaking reason if they feel like you're resisting, you know?
Right.
And it's on one end, it's a balance of trying to, you know, their training and, you know, being scared shitless in a neighborhood. And, you know, allow me to play devil's advocate in saying there are cases that people do resist, and then they want to try and play the race card. And it's pretty unfortunate. Me being a Latino, okay, that's pretty damn unfortunate. However, on the other side of the coin, let's just face it, there are cops out there, okay, that will go into these neighborhoods, and the way they're trained and the way that they're programmed and everything is, hey, once you get into, like, neighborhoods where you don't feel... how should I say this, comfortable in, act a certain way. You have to be a certain way. You have to be a dick to some people because that's the only way they understand. And that's, you know, that's putting it very lightly, you know. It's a balancing act. What's really tragic and what's really disconcerting to me, to be honest with you, I mean, and keep in mind, I have, you know, members of the NYPD in my family. It's very disconcerting to realize that, one, the tactics that are being used now in a lot of the cases are being used unfairly. However, okay, we just had two police officers shot.
Yes,
three.
That's, you know, the thing is, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Let me finish my thought here and then I'll let you go. We just had three police officers shot. And if we want to get into race or whatever, the first two that were killed, one was Latino, one was Chinese. So they were shot for wearing blue. I'm just going to put that out there. And for those of you who out there that don't like what I have to say, listen, I'm in full support of these officers. Okay, these are the same people that put their lives on the line whenever anybody needs help. All right. Unfortunately, there are a whole bunch of bad apples in every police force around the country, and that's a damn shame. Because the actual legit officers, even though they may be rare, pretty unfortunate, they have to work twice as hard now and try and actually sew up community relations like in Ferguson, like here in New York, like here, like in Los Angeles, in other parts where, let's just face it, communities have been torn apart, you know, and it's a real shame. But then you have people that, and the thing is, a lot of these protests, they're legit. A lot of them are legit. A lot of them are legit because let's just face it, Eric Garner didn't have to die. He didn't have to die.
No.
He was selling Lucy's in Staten Island. He didn't have to die. Okay.
And that's what the mayor was trying to, you know, say. Like, okay, you know, what you guys did is, and the police were just jumping on him because, well, you're siding with him and not us. I'm sorry, but right is right to me. You know, and to boo him off, I mean, come on, bro. Like, have a little bit more respect. And, like, for what happened to those two cops, you know, fue un Latino, fue un asiático, that was an unfortunate, because they were police. That's why they got shot, you know? And
La cosa es, perdóname por interrumpirte, la cosa es que la gente en esa misma manera abusan, ¿entiendes? And it turns into this whole thing of, oh, you know what, the cops did me wrong, you know, they did a member of my family wrong, so good for the ones that got shot. That's not fucking right, because how would you feel if by some chance or another that officer, Officer Ramos or Officer Lou, how would you feel if they were one of your relatives?
Right.
And I don't
give
a shit
coin,
about that. You know what I mean?
And
I'm sorry.
Right, and the coin also has to be in this. Like, just because one did something bad and the mayor is sticking for, you know, sticking with the protest doesn't mean that because he's a cop, you have to stick with him. If he's a bad cop, you know, just, yeah, being supportive of the thing. But I think a lot of these cops are mad because, well, it's police and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, bro. I mean, you know, what this guy did was murder. He killed a guy for selling, you know, with cigarettes, I think, right?
Yeah, Lucy's.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So he doesn't, this is the only thing that he was doing. And they just, you know, the chokehold, that stuff, that was unnecessary. And a lot of these police are all behind it. Oh, well, you know, he was right to do what he did and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, right is right. We have, I think we lost the whole balance of, one time when
I think also a part of what's going on here is that the discourse that we have as a people, and the ability to empathize as a people, that's gone. We don't have that anymore. We don't have the ability to empathize. We don't have the ability to say, holy crap, this guy just lost a son. Or, holy crap, this guy just lost a daughter. Instead of saying, hey, some guy, you know, some guy shot a cop.
Mm-hmm.
What's
under with all these laws in politics, man.
Yeah. And the media, lamentablemente, the media, what do? They sensationalize the hell out of it.
Well, that's what the mayor said. He's like, well, because of you guys, the media, that this is why we're having an issue that we're having, because the media is making it more of an issue. You know, like, do you remember that? I don't know if it was a case, and I could be getting it wrong, but there was a case in New York where this girl was pregnant and she really needed help, and she went into a restaurant and she really needed help, or otherwise she would either die or miscarry. I don't know what the case was, or she was really hurt. I don't know if she was pregnant, but she was extremely hurt. And the police says, no, we're not helping you. We're not on duty, so we can't help you. And this is where the whole law and politics come to play. Like, well, because we're not on the clock, we don't have the obligation to help you. And
it's not so much that. And I'll let you went on to the other side of that. If they're not on the clock and they try and help somebody, and that person dies while they try and help them, they can be personally liable.
Right, right. You see, this is what I said. This is where the law and politics come. Now, I believe that if your heart is in the right place and you sincerely try to help, there's no reason why you should get sued. But this is, again, this is where the whole law. Me, I live up here upstate in Albany, and I go to the Center of Independence, where they basically, you know, like, teach you, give you resources to be, you know, go to college, get a guide dog, whatever the case is. And I told the guy one day, I was like, hey, what if by chance I couldn't get a cab. It was raining, and I was stuck out here, and I could not find a way to get home, and the buses weren't running. Would you drive me home? No, we're not allowed to do that, because if we do that, you know, something happens, we will get sued. Again, this is where the whole law and you know, the whole politics of it comes.
And
we lost our compassion to help one another.
And considering the country we live in, let's just face it. You know, we're in a country where people will sue for anything.
Yes.
People will sue for. I just saw a news story not 24 hours ago in the midst of a bitter divorce where an oil tycoon gave his now divorced ex-wife a check of $975 million. And she rejected it in saying that's not half of what he has. That's $975 million. I'd do fine with 10% of that.
Hell yeah. My thing is, if that were the case, if I were to, like, you know, let's say if I fell down the train tracks or whatever, and I, if I were to collect any money, because I technically could, you know, if it was slippery or whatever, I would just get enough money for my medical bills and the stuff that I needed it for, not to get extra to be greedy.
Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking. She actually ended up taking the check anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Freaking gold digger. Next.
I know. but no, man, you know, this is my thing. People have just come so greedy for money and so, like, yeah, I could, you know, McDonald's, your coffee's too hot, so I can sue you. You know what I mean? Or, you know, this is it's too whatever, so I can sue you. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. Like, people have just gotten so carried away with it, and we don't have a balance anymore. You know, with this whole affirmative action, you know, this is my opinion and my views, okay? So, you know, my views are not the views of DJ, you know, I don't know which guys go by, but you know, from my action, I'm against it, because what if a white person who was better qualified than a Latino doesn't get the job because he's, you know what I mean?
Your phone's going in and out, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. What if, okay, you know about the whole affirmative action thing, give minorities a try first,
yeah,
but I'm sorry.
Know.
What?
Here we go again.
What if un blanco, you know, that was more qualified than this Latino or African American, doesn't get the job because of that law?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's like it's really about the hope, and I have to lower my voice down just a bit before I go outside. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about the whole law of it, and you know, people are going to be, well, you're racist, you're not giving me a shot. No, you're just not as qualified as the other person.
Yeah, and
that's
just how, take a look,
you know.
Let's take a look at what starts this sort of thing, okay? One of my friends who lives in Chicago, I'm not going to put her name out there, but her father's a lawyer, and as high a stature as this man is, okay, really respected man, he fights the good fight, and he still gets racially profiled to this day. And you know what? Everything considered, considering the fact that he fights for the law. Listen, it's really messed up. It is. And it's a damn shame that he has to go through such a thing. You know? And these are these screwed up cops that do this sort of thing, you know, and keep perpetuating what's going on right now. And that's just that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now you have CNN and everything, and for those of you who follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, you probably saw the last post that I put on there. You have organizations like CNN and Fox News. Oh God, I gotta wash my mouth out. Yamil, you're breathing into the phone, man. You're killing me.
Oh no, that's actually something. It's not really me. There's a pit bull right by me, and I put the phone down. So okay.
Okay. You have organizations like news organizations, like CNN, like Fox News. Like NBC, that are putting out these misconceptions about Islam, okay, and Muslim countries and Muslim states and how they're run, and all these stereotypes and all these misconceptions about genital mutilation and about Sharia law and X, Y, and Z, and they're perpetuating and they're fear mongering and they're spreading all this misconception about a people that, let's just say there are about 1 billion people that follow in Islam. Am I correct? Maybe more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
A billion people cannot be extremists. A billion people. Okay, let's just. There are worse atrocities that are done in the name of God, for argument's sake. People in Christianity and in Catholicism especially, I'm not going to – you guys, I'm telling you something right now. You guys are definitely not getting scot-free off of this one.
Oh, no, no. Catholics, they're horrible. Yeah, what they've done.
There have been priests in the – go ahead.
Nope.
I'm barely hearing you, Lauren. I'm sorry. I don't hear a word. But
I don't want to hear it either.
Yeah. There were priests back then that did unspeakable acts against kids, the Catholic
mm-hmm.
priests, against children, against altar boys, against boys. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's pretty unfortunate because it's happening in every Christian denomination out there. But there's this hate speech and this rhetoric that's being spread about the Christian religion. And me, myself, being a member of the Church of Christ, I have to say, there's no wonder why people won't come to church. And there's no wonder why people won't subscribe to Christianity or anything of the like. Because there's so much hate rhetoric out there, and there's so much discrimination and discouragement and so much condemnation. Who would want to? Who'd want to?
Yeah.
I almost didn't want to. I was an agnostic for 13 years. 13 years I was an agnostic.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. Well, I mean,
no.
when it comes to the Islam thing, I mean... You know, they're little, you know, things that I may not, you know, side with or whatever, but, you know, extremists, they're not supposed to be that way. They're supposed to be people of peace and, you know, loving each other. But there are these few extremists, just like there are extremists in, you know, quote-unquote Christianity, you know, that just want to kill because, well, this is our law and we have to. But it doesn't mean that every single Muslim out there is about that. But what these media...
Muslim fundamentalists? Yeah, there's Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists. They're fundamentalists in every freaking religion. I mean, they're Buddhist
mm-hmm.
fundamentalists that have slaughtered
mm-hmm.
women and children. And yet, for some reason or another, we want to demonize Islam and we want to demonize Christianity.
Right.
For you know, and we want to demonize other people of Buddhism and Judaism and every other religious institution, for the lack of a better word at the moment. Sorry about that. Just because of the fact, just because of a few people,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I don't represent anything. I just represent myself. What I do stupid or what I do that's smart, that's just me.
And this,
you know,
and let me just put this out there right now. This is no slight to people who don't have any belief system. It's not. All right. I know people that are atheists that are really, really close to me and I hold them very dear to me. Okay, I know people that are agnostic, that are very close to me, and I hold them very dear to me. And you know what? If they choose to want to live their life like that, fine. Do it. That's your life.
There you go.
And
mm-hmm.
people of other faiths and of other, you know, one of my best friends is Muslim. Actually, a few of them. I know so many people of different faiths or of no faith at all, and I still hold them close to me. Regardless of the fact that I'm Christian. And until we learn and until we get this sort of discourse back in this world, and I'm going to say in this world because it's not just in the U.S., because there's so much racism happening right now in Europe and in Great Britain. And did I just say Great Britain? And the United Kingdom and in France and Europe in general.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not even funny. You know, everybody of every faith is being persecuted right now. Everybody. And until we realize that, and until we get that discourse back, and until we're able to empathize again, that's it.
think about what the Arabs, the Middle Eastern Christians in Palestine have to go through, you know, because they're like in a minority. You have the Jews and the Muslims, you know, doing their own thing, and then you have the Christian Arabs who, you know,
yeah,
can, you know, do their thing, but it's just really hard for them to do so, you know, because a lot of these right-wing extremists, they back the Jews, the Jewish people up, you know.
Yeah.
And not saying that all Jews are bad, I'm not, you know, so I don't want to take a team, you know. There's some Jews who will be like, no, we can't go, this is what they call it, Israeli settlements, you're settling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just let each other get along, learn to get along, and don't have more than the Arabs, and vice versa, the Arabs don't have more than the Jews. You're both in the same country, learn to live and work together.
Exactly. And it really scares me because of the simple fact that this sort of thing really scares me, and it really scares the hell out of me because of the simple fact that one of my best friends is out in London. She lives in South London.
He found a good movie, but he wants his boyfriend to be there to watch it.
Eric, do you mind? Eric, do you mind? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, so I do apologize. I thought I was on mute.
You're not.
Sorry.
Yeah. In any case, like I was trying to say, this really scares the hell out of me because of the simple fact that one of my best friends lives in the UK. Her and I had a falling out a while ago, you know, 2-3 years ago, and her and I recently reconnected, and we're, you know, we're talking again and everything, and we're laughing and whatnot, and then this thing in France happens, and literally, it's right next door to England. Right next door. They're connected by a freaking tunnel. Okay, and really quick, big shouts to my friend Ashauna out in South London. I miss you. Please take care of yourself out there. And I find myself at work, and I'm listening to the BBC just to make sure she's okay, because I'm hearing out in France. And
right,
that scares the hell out of me. It really does. But like I said, big shouts to you, Ashauna. Keep safe out there, and, you know, just, you know, keep your eyes open. But in any case, not easy. Not easy to do this sort of thing. And like I said before, it's no slight to people who are atheists or who are agnostic. It's not. Because that's just how you chose to live your life. That
exactly
is how you chose to live your life. And me as a person who subscribe to the Christian faith, I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here to judge anyone. When Christ
live, man.
2,000 years ago, he didn't judge anybody. He didn't. So why would I? Why would
I? And this is my other thing. Not gender, but I have to get this point across. Everybody, you know, if it's Christmas, I'm going to say Merry Christmas because this is what it is. If it's Ramadan, yeah, I'll say Happy Ramadan. But, you know, this, we've gotten so politically correct, we can't even say the words God or Jesus anymore that, you know, oh, it's going to offend somebody else. Come on, man. If this is, I have the right to say Merry Christmas or, you know, Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, you know, under God, whatever. And if you don't want to say it, if it offends you personally, well, then leave the room, you know, and then when it's over, come back and, you know, do your own little prayer or whatever it is that you do. This is why we live in such a diverse country, because we have to do what we want and say what we want. You know, of course, there's always a line. But, you know, I think that people who are, let's say, Muslim and get offended of, oh, I don't want you to use the word God, well, then leave the room. Leave the room and, you know, come back when, you know, it's over. If it offends you that much. If it offends a Jew by me saying amazing grace, well, then go away and, you know, come back when I'm done. I mean, people get so worked up and so fed up over nothing that it's just, we can't be civil to each other about stuff. You know, we want to argue, like, I'll say this, the Trayvon Martin case, you know, me and my friend were having a conversation about it, and I believe it was a racial profile. He believed it wasn't, but we were able to sit down and have a real conversation about it. Right, and he believed it was, and I believed it was, but we were able to have a civil conversation about it and agree to disagree, and nobody threw any punches and said, well, you're wrong, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he had the right to his opinion, just like I have the right to mine, but if you're going to interrupt me constantly every 5 seconds, and you're going to say, no, I'm right, that's it. I just can't, you know, I don't want to talk to you because you're being childish, you know. It's like, you don't feel my way, so I'm not, you know what I mean? So I think that...
Go ahead, and while you do that, let me go ahead and let this call on the air, too, because we're starting to run a little bit low on time.
Okay, I'll finish this, and I'll get off.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, when we start empathizing with each other and not seeing this person as an Arab some 30 cent, you know, Arab or some Jew, when we see him or her as a human being, you know, or not just a pregnant woman, but a police who's trying to help her, or vice versa, without being sued or whatever, we'd get along much better in the world. All it takes is that different thinking that we need, or not just a Nazi, a German, not, you know, because Germany is still going through crap about, you know, the whole Nazism, but Jews, there can be a Nazi Jew, there can be a Nazi Arab who thinks that they're a superior race, you know what I mean? Nazi doesn't have to just roll around Germany, but, you know, Germans, they're stuck with that unfortunate, you know, stereotype, and it's not just, you know, them. We were being racist in the 1940s when we were separating blacks against whites, but it was a, you know what I mean? But that's a whole different issue that I'll get to, you know, later. But anyway, before I get off here, you know, I just want to give a quick shout out to you guys. And thank you for letting me have like my 10 minutes or whatever it was.
When are you coming back to New York, man?
I'm coming back to New York on the 17th of February.
Cool. Let us know when you come back. You have a spot here on the show. Remember that.
Yeah, man. But, you know, good show. You know, good. Thank you for letting me give my point across. And like I said, you can disagree with me, and that's wonderful, and you know, or agree, whatever. But my points are my own, and my thoughts are my own, you know, and that's just – and I'm glad to share that without being, you know, whatever. So thank you again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, man. So I'll catch you.
Real quick, before we move to the next caller, I just want to say, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I've been trying to say this for like the last 10 minutes.
Go ahead.
As the resident atheist on the show, we're not all bad, godless heathens, just so you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Who do you call an heathen?
Me! I'm calling myself.
Oh.
There's a misconception that all atheists are godless heathens, and like you were talking about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Don't say under God. That's what I would do. You say the pledge, and you silently don't say under God and finish the pledge.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
With liberty and justice for all.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. See, that's a solution.
I've talked about how I'm an atheist a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a solution.
I don't
646-668-2542. Real quick, Mariam from Crown Heights, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
How you doing for the year? Look at that.
I have a question. I need to say something to the caller. Really.
We're low on time, Eric. Hurry it up. We are low on time, Eric.
I just said she was supposed to be here. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the reason I couldn't be there is actually one that I could share with you all. All of this stuff on the news has been really bumming me out. So, honestly, I didn't really feel like being around company. And I'm grateful to, like, a platform such as this to be able to talk about what's been going on and share perspectives. So for those listening, I am an American Muslim, born and raised in New York, in Brooklyn. And this all has been pretty hard from where I'm coming from. On one end, it's like, as Josh said, there's Europe in general is not the same level that we're supposed to be at when it comes to racism and not being racist and being tolerant and all of that. So for starters, when I heard about what happened in France, my first thought was, oh, crap, there we go again, you know, like another group doing stuff in the name of Islam. And it's like you mentioned, 99% of the Muslims would never even think to do something as such. 99% of the Muslims believe in freedom of speech, and they would never, like, you wouldn't go and start a gunfire over a cartoon, in my opinion. Mm. The thing is that the way the media skews it, you know, it's all in the way it's portrayed, you know?
Yeah.
There wasn't really even any coverage about the Muslim officer that died along with the other 12, I think it was, people trying to protect the people who were in the gunfire. You know, it was like his name was Ahmed. The next day, kill all Muslims was trending on Twitter. You know,
yeah.
God forbid anyone put something like kill all Christians or kill all anyone else. You know, what sort of drama that would cause, but yeah, somehow kill all Muslims was trending after that. There was a bombing here in Colorado in the NAACP area, you know, some white guy like tried to bomb that. And that wasn't even
way,
really covered in the news.
By the way, really quick, just to interject really, really quick, Mike from Florida, I do see you. So just stay holding on the line. Go ahead.
I'm not going to hold up the line too much, but I'm just saying that social media has kind of become the new outlet because the regular media is so hyped up on fueling the drama, you know, fueling the tension. And if it were not for social media, I don't think the other perspectives would be out there.
I agree.
So I think for the rest of the general public, it's all about figuring out how to take back the mainstream media, how to have not just Muslims, but any other people who feel like their voices aren't being heard, trying to think about maybe figuring out how to get involved when it comes to media and having their sides of the story shown.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Considering this is so much a hot button issue in community awareness, that's how we're going to continue the topic next week. We're coming back to this next week. We're definitely going to spend more time on this because I want to know more people's, you know, I want to know more people's thoughts, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Like this, the NYPD versus civilian situation, all of that needs to be spoken about definitely more in depth.
So
I guess that's all I have to share for now. Maybe more next week.
Thank you for calling in.
Can I just say something real quick? I noticed I was watching the news coverage when the thing in France first happened. I was kind of glued to it, and I noticed that I don't know if it was, I mean, to me it felt like it was not just a slip of the tongue, like it was almost so that they were, it was so embedded in these news reporters to say there was a situation where there were two ongoing hostage situations in France. This was after the initial Charlie Hebdo attack. And they, I guess, had another person that they were with a contact, and they held up a grocery store, a kosher grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy on CNN, because it was the only news that was actually reporting, I hate to watch CNN, I really do. But
CNN, I've lost a lot of respect for them, I'll just put it that way.
Right. And, well, this reporter, he kept saying, well, the person that's perfetrating this crime is African-American. He's African-American. And I swear he said it like three times.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. He's not African-American.
He's not even in the right country.
Right. And I mean, it was like almost so embedded in his speech and his thought that that's just what came out. And I don't know, it could have been a slip of the tongue once, but three times within a span of 5 minutes, it just made me so pissed off, you know?
It could have been a slip of the tongue three times.
Right. You're just perpetrating this stereotype.
I agree wholeheartedly. Mariam, I really hate to do this to you, but we're running really on time.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
Call in next week, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, hon. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
646-668-2542. This is Mike from Florida. Make it quick, man.
Hey, yo. How's everybody doing?
Old JM, what's up, man?
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, guys? Sorry for calling so late. I've just been real busy up until now. But, I just want to say, well, you know, what's the world coming to? And it's been touched already so far the last few minutes about the media, about the placements and people's cultures and religions and races and how far back do we have to look when we got to realize that we've all been categorized, you know, and it starts by word of mouth by one person and the word spreads because, it has to be believable because you believe it, she believed it, my neighbor believed it, the guy who's, you know, going through nothing but drama in his household believes it too, and because they have nothing else to do for themselves or offer anything to the world. They just want to spread more negativity. And, you know, I'm not sure if you guys are aware, for example, George Zimmerman.
Oh, God.
I heard about that.
Yeah, he got arrested
yesterday.
Like the fifth time?
at. I, you know what? I lost count after the third time, and it's for the same nonsense, for the same charges, and I'm thinking why. Yeah, for assault charges and possession of an illegal weapon, I believe, among other charges. And
aggravated assault. Yeah.
Aggravated assault. Yes, thank you. And the question begs to be asked. You know, okay, so if that's the case, and this guy obviously has issues. Why can't they reopen the Trayvon Martin case again? You know, and retry this guy. Because seriously, I'm like, oh well, we all know the story of how whatever excuse he gave to. Because, you know, Florida has that stand-your-own-ground law out here, but, you know, obviously it was abused.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first person began with the argument about race. Because Trayvon was African-American, and Zimmerman did what he thought he felt he had to do to protect his community, even though he wasn't recognized as one, as a, you know, a neighborhood watch or whatever. And he did what he did. So... You know, it's also a touchy subject when it comes to speaking of others' religion and what their beliefs are and who and what they believe in. You're going to get an uproar. Case in point, if this whole thing about the movie, The Interviews, were legit, now everybody's going to have a sense of humor. And unfortunately, it also ties in with the events of what's been happening in Europe with the whole hostage situation, where these perpetrators that are responsible, and I believe one got away, and
yeah,
lack of sense of humor, they took it out on innocent people. And
I agree.
You know, what does that tell? You know, where the world's going to? You know, I mean, I know we're short on time here, but I'll have a lot more to say next time. You know, just running late here. But appreciate your time. Yeah, definitely.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. By the way, you can catch JM, myself, and Sandwich on WrestleTalk Radio tomorrow from 4 to 6. But thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime. I enjoy the show. And, yeah, most definitely I'll be a more frequent listener.
All right, much love, man.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Everything considered, since we're this low on time, ladies first, Lauren.
Go see the movie Thelma. That's my shout out. It's like literally, it was one of the best movies I saw last year, and it's relevant to what we're talking about right now because it's about Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's phenomenal. It's one of the best movies, not just of the year, but ever. It's phenomenal. Go see it. Do yourself a favor.
I want to see Selma, and I want to see Black Hat.
Oh, yeah, that comes out next week.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to see Black Hat. But that's all you have?
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Again, my thoughts and condolences to the family of Lakeem Williams, including Gladys and John. Seriously, that's tragic. And, you know, my prayers and thoughts to all of you there and everybody affected. Thank you, Lauren, for rejoining us in 2015 for another year of BKC. And to everybody here, Eric, thank you, Alyssa, for stopping by.
I don't do shit.
I lied. I want to say hi to Gina.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
Wow.
Sorry. I fail at life.
Oh, man. That's too funny. Big shouts to Oshana out in the United Kingdom listening in. Also shouts to Akiva out in San Diego. To Keith Williams out in Los Angeles. To Fatma out in Northridge, California. Everybody in Florida. To Angie out in Wisconsin. Thank you all, seriously, for helping us start off 2015 just a little bit better than last year. And like I said, next week we will be revisiting this topic, so keep this phone number handy. Eric, you got any shouts?
Shout out to the pain in the ass that's sitting right next to me. Oh, shut up, not the cat, you. Shout out to everybody listening. That's all I got. Check us out tomorrow, 4 to 6, Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
It's not Wrestle Talk.
Yeah, it is Wrestle Talk.
Talk. Wrestle Talk Radio. Woo!
Have a cookie.
Who's having cookies?
No, Eric's girlfriend just told him after his little outburst to go have a cookie.
She has the Chips Ahoy. Which one is this one? Hold on. Which one is this one?
Oh, you got him the Technicolor Chips Ahoy.
No, she got the red one, the chewy ones. There you go.
Uh huh. You like chewy? Okay. Oh man. Anyway.
Yeah, Lorvin.
She already won if you were paying attention.
Hey.
Hey.
Bastard.
Anyway. So it's Wrestle Talk from 4 to 6 tomorrow with myself, Sandwich, Savage, and a good old JM. We're going to take you through from 4 to 6, latest sort of wrestling predictions. What else we got for Wrestle Talk tomorrow?
Working on interviews. I'm contacting, and she should be getting back to me by tomorrow before the show, around 12 o'clock.
It's amazing. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm working on that. So.
It's fucking amazing. And then
she's known as she's known as the curvy vixen.
Interesting. Interesting.
Mhm.
Okay. Very interesting. And with that, we're gonna get off the air now.
She needs to be on the show more.
Yeah, I agree.
She goes. I'm eating a cookie. I don't know.
Let's get out of here. How about that? Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with another edition of On the Stoop, and then we have Wrestle Talk from 4 to 6 tomorrow, and then some new programming and a new relay that's being added to our station soon enough. So a new relay.
The hell is that?
Another station that's going to be carrying us.
Okay, you can just say that?
Listen. Let me let you in a little secret there, Sandwich. I'm the one doing the promoing. You're sitting on your ass eating a cookie. So shut the fuck up.
I'm not eating a cookie. My girlfriend is.
Really? She offered you a cookie after you had your little achievement unlocked. So shut the hell up.
And then she just goes, bitch, I offered you a bugle.
Enough said. She wanted to shut your mouth. Anyway, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here, because it's either we're going to keep running or he's going to give me an angina attack. We're done. Good night, everybody. Jesus.
Bye.
Christ. Good
night. Al lado tuyo, bebé. Y aún no recuerdo lo que sucedió ayer. Quisiera saber cuál es tu nombre, mujer.
Pero qué placer, pa la que yo cogí anoche. Que no recuerdo lo que sucedió.
Pero qué placer, pa la que yo cogí anoche. Que no recuerdo.